First chapter, text 63. Tannimita smara vyaja.
Tannimita smara vyaja.
Graha grasto vichetanaha.
Graha grasto vichetanaha.
Tameva manasya dhyayan.
Tameva manasya dhyayan.
Svadharmad viramanaha. Tannimita smara vyaja.
Tannimita smara vyaja.
Graha grasto vichetanaha.
Graha grasto vichetanaha.
Tameva manasa dhyayam.
Tameva manasa dhyayam.
Svadharmam viraramaha.
Svadharmam viraramaha.
Tannimita smara vyaja.
Tannimita smara vyaja.
Graha grasto vichetanaha.
Graha grasto vichetanaha.
Tamevam manasayam.
Tamevam manasayam.
Svadharmad viraramaha.
Svadharmad viraramaha.
Tam nimitas maravyaja. Svadharma viraramaha.
Tam nimitta smara vyaya.
Word by word translation. Tat nimitta, caused by the sight of her. Smara vyaja, taking advantage of his thinking of her always. Graha grasta, being caught by an eclipse. Vichetanaha, having completely forgotten his real possession. Tam, her. Eva, certainly. Manasa, by the mind. Dhyayan, meditating upon. Svadharmat, from the regulative principles executed by a Brahmana. Viraramaha, he completely ceased. Translation. In the same way that the sun and moon are eclipsed by a low planet, the Brahmana lost all his good sense. Taking advantage of this situation, he always thought of the prostitute, and within a short time he took her as a servant in his house and abandoned all the regulative principles of a Brahmana. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. By speaking this verse, Sukadeva Goswami wants to impress upon the mind of the reader that Ajamila's exalted position as a Brahmana was vanquished by his association with the prostitute, so much so that he forgot all his Brahminical activities. Nevertheless, at the end of his life, by chanting the four syllables of the name Narayana, he was saved from the gravest danger of falling down. Svalpam api asya dharmasya trayate mahatobhayat. Even a little devotional service can save one from the greatest danger. Devotional service, which begins with chanting of the holy name of the Lord, is so powerful that even if one falls down from the exalted position of a Brahmana to sexual indulgence, he can be saved from all calamities if he somehow or other chants the holy name of the Lord. This is the extraordinary power of the Lord's holy name. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, it is advised that one not forget the chanting of the holy name even for a moment. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dritha vritaha. There are so many dangers in this material world that one may fall down from an exalted position at any time. Yet, if one keeps himself always pure and steady by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he will be saved without a doubt. One more time translation. In the same way that the sun and moon are eclipsed by a low planet, the Brahmana lost all his good sense. Taking advantage of this situation, he always thought of the prostitute, and within a short time, he took her as a servant in his house and abandoned all the regulative principles of a Brahmana. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasati Shri Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vancha Kalpata Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Nama. So, at the end of fifth canto, Śrīla Śukadeva Goswami described hellish planets. And at the beginning of sixth canto, King Parikshit asked Śukadeva Goswami what human being can do to be saved from hellish planets. What we can do. Śukadeva Goswami answered that to counteract sinful reaction, we need to do atonement. He asked this question just to test the intelligence of King Parikshit. King Parikshit answered that actually what is the value of atonement? Even after so many atonement, people again and again do sinful activities. So he told that there is no value of atonement. He didn't agree with the answer of his guru, Śukadeva Goswami, that atonement is a genuine path. Śukadeva Goswami was very pleased with the answer and questioning of King Parikshit, and he said, yes, actually you are right, because only the knowledge who leads towards the pure devotional service can save one from the sinful activities, can uproot the sinful activity from the heart and can protect one from hellish planet. Then Śukadeva Goswami start telling the story, old story from Puranas about Ajamila, fallen Brahmana, who married a prostitute and then start to doing all kinds of sinful activities. And then when he was old, 88 years old, at the moment of his death, he seen three persons, very fearful persons, Yamadutas. And he was extremely afraid, and he called out of the fear with tears in his eyes his youngest son, Narayan. Even though he wanted to call his youngest son Narayan, the Vishnudutas came and they stopped Yamadutas to taking away the soul of Ajamila. Yamadutas was extremely shocked, because why this person was so sinful, and now suddenly Vishnuduta came, and why they stopping us from taking this sinful person to Yamaraj? So Vishnuduta told that if you are really servant of Yamaraj, you're supposed to know what is Dharma, who is punishable person, and what is the process, how to punish others. So then Yamadutas answered that they told what is Dharma, that everything what is described in Vedas is Dharma, and everything what is opposite to this is Adharma. And there is they explain action of material nature, the law of karma, and then they start to assess the sinful life of Ajamila. And now we are hearing this verse, hearing about Ajamila's fall down. And the first sentence in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, by speaking this verse, Shukadeva Goswami wants to impress upon the mind of the reader that Ajamila's exalted position as a Brahmana was vanquished by his association with the prostitute, so much so that he forgot all his Brahminical activities. So we can see how important is one's association. Here in this story of Ajamila, we can see three steps process of degradation. First, we have bad association, undesirable association, which leads to neglecting Shastra, neglecting one's rules and regulation, and then leads to one become sinful and degraded. Now in the Kali Yuga, we can see around in this material world that all the best association is everywhere. People, not so much, there's a few people who follow some rules and regulation, especially Shastric rules and regulation, and almost no one knows what she or he is supposed to do. This chaos leads to degradation people in general. That's why Srila Prabhupada, as para dukha dukhi devotee, compassionate devotee, start this International Society for Krishna Consciousness to give opportunity to everyone to have good association of devotee. Why? Because association on devotee can change our mental attitude, can change mental process of thinking, willing, and also can change our heart. Then, by service to the devotee, to pure devotee, we can get by their blessings all their good qualities. So that's why we can uplift ourselves and we can be safe from degradation. Srila Prabhupada said that material consciousness can be changed only by constantly chanting holy name and association of pure devotees. And this is a secret of success. So that's why In our organization, in NIFCON, we stress that we should follow these rules and regulations, especially no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, and no meat eating. And Prabhupada said that with determination, one should vow to follow these principles. Here, in the purport, Prabhupada also mentioned Satatam kirtanantamam yatantascha vrida dritaha, vrida dritaha, with determination. Mahatmas chant always and holy name of Krishna and worship him with dritha dritaha, with determination. And secret to the success is chanting Hare Krishna and associate with devotees. Always with determination. So we can see that many people come to Krishna consciousness, but also many people leave Krishna consciousness. Why? Because lack of determination. Lack determination. Prabhupada said even that don't be surprised that many people leave Krishna consciousness. Be surprised that so many stays. So I was thinking about this, that determination is actually main factor to stick to rules and regulations, to stick to Krishna consciousness. So I make some strategy which helps me to keep determination, and I would like to share with you the plan. So I remind myself every day about my goal. What is my goal? My goal is to come back to Krishna, to the spiritual world. And this gives me determination to maintain good sadhana and make it the habit. And second, I stay in Mayapur. I live in Mayapur. Why? Because once I heard story from Mahabharata, which had huge impact on my life. Bhima, like we know that in Vedic culture, every morning children go to parents and they touch their feet just for respect, and the parents give their blessings. So same Bhima was coming to mother, to Kunti, and he always touched her feet. And many times happened that she was not at her room, so he had to wait for her. And when he was waiting, he had some strange thoughts coming to his head. He was thinking, maybe I have to marry. Maybe it's nice to have a nice wife, become a grihastha. And it's to happen again and again. So he went to Yudhishthira, because we all know that Yudhishthira is the smartest one in the family. So he came and he asked, you know, I have such a dilemma, I don't know, that I live a brahmachari life, I'm quite happy, but you know, sometimes when I am there waiting for mother, sometimes I have these thoughts and I really don't know what to do, you know, it's, I am like perplexed. So Yudhishthira answered, you know, actually these thoughts are not your thoughts. They are mother thoughts. They are motherland thoughts. Because when in one place there are some people, they thinking, there is influence of the certain place, certain people, thoughts which they have, whose they have. So actually this is motherland thoughts, not yours. So then I was thinking, in Kali Yuga, everywhere people are not so much interested in Krishna. So it's quite difficult to be Krishna consciousness. So I got a plan that I will move to India, I will live in holy place, just to protect myself. Because it's easier to be influenced by people with good thoughts, which are willing and inclined to think about Krishna, who are actually devotee. So by their association and their thoughts, it will be easier for me to chanting, to just perform devotional service, like from every day. So even though I didn't speak English at all that time, I came to India, and somehow I struggled at the beginning, but was worth it. It's nice to live in Holidam. And then we have to find also in our spiritual life some activities which we like to do. Because this activity which we like will keep us in Krishna consciousness. They will motivate us to going on in our sadhana, in our spiritual performance. So for me, myself, there is worship deities and study of Srila Prabhupada book. And then what is important is to maintain optimism. Even after so many years, I am far from being a pure devotee. But I remind myself, you know, I am on the path of pure devotional service. And Prabhupada said, this is not overnight process. It's many lifetimes sometimes needs to take to become a pure devotee. And also Srila Prabhupada said that it's like we are like small children in this spiritual process. And like same like small children, before they start walking, they learn to walk properly. They have to fall down many times, but the walking ability are inside them. So same our Krishna consciousness is inside us. So when we are trying, we will not give up. We will have this determination. One day, there is hope even for us, for me, to be a pure devotee. And in this regard, it's very beautiful quote that our greatest greatness is not in this that we are never fall down, but it is because we rise every time when we fall down. And then I try to face difficult situation without discouraging myself, that I keep doing, that, okay, I didn't perfect things today, but okay, maybe I will try tomorrow better. And I try to focus on Shreya, not on Preya, that Preya is the pleasing principle, that we do something to get pleasure immediately without thinking about consequences of our action. But Shreya is we think about consequences before doing actually something. So sometimes even we foregoing this pleasure, temporary pleasure, just for this benefit which will await for us later in the long term. And last thing is like I practice gratefulness. Every day I say thank you to Krishna. I start to seeing challenges as obstacles, as challenges as blessings in disguise. So I know that since I came to Krishna consciousness, so Krishna promised that he will take our sinful activities, and he will minimize our past karma. So whatever bad is coming, actually we're supposed to get much more worse, but because of Krishna's mercy only, we got little, so we can somehow go on. Coming back to our verse, here it's written in Sanskrit word Svadharma, which means regulative principles executed by Brahmana. So we know in Krishna in Bhagavad Gita said, Samodamo tapo socham kshantir arjavaneva cha jnanam vijnanam ashtikyam brahmaksha karma svabhavajam. That peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, and wisdom, they are the qualities by which Brahmana acts. And what are the duties of Brahmana? They become learned scholars, patan, and they teach others the shastras, patan, and they become expert in worshipping deities, yojan, and they show and teach others how to worship deities to lord or demigods, because it's general about brahmanas. And then they become qualified to take charity from others, and there they give charity to others as well. So we can see that in this case, jnana, knowledge, and steadiness in Dharma couldn't save Ajamila from degradation. Why? Because we have two Svadharma. One Dharma is connected to our bodily activities, connected to our body on this material platform. And then we have Svadharma, eternal Dharma of the activities of the soul. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, is given definition even of this eternal real Dharma. Savai pumsa paro dharmo yato bhaktir adokshaje ahaitukya prati hata yayatma suprasidati. That the real Dharma, real occupation of for whole humanity is that by which man can attain loving devotional service to the transcendental Lord Adokshaja. And this service, this loving devotional service, must be uninterrupted and complete and unmotivated, just to completely satisfy the self. Because the living entity are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, so we have already this dormant devotional service is in us. And this is this condition is compared to the sleeping man, which can be awakened by sound vibration. Same, our devotional service can be awakened by sound vibration, by holy name. So the topmost dharma, pure devotional service, begin with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And our Namacharya, Haridas Thakur, is an ideal example that how chanting of the holy name can protect us, but also, what even more, the pure chanting can also save others from danger and can even change completely sinful person who came in contact with the pure devotee. So there is a beautiful story in regard to this. Haridas Thakur was living in the forest, and he made some small cottage. He planted Tusi plant, he worshipped Tusi, and he was chanting 300,000 of holy name every day. And he, for his maintenance, he used to go to Brahmana's house for some charity. And people really respect him. He was so much spiritual influence to others that people started to literally worship him. And there was a zamindar that time, Ramachandra Khan, and he was very envious about Vaishnavas. And especially, he didn't like that people so much respect Haridas Thakur. So he wanted to somehow disgrace Haridas Thakur, so people can see that he's not so good. So he tried many, many things, but he couldn't find any fault in character of Haridas Thakur. So he got an idea. He sent prostitute to delude senses of Haridas Thakur. So the prostitute came to Haridas Thakur one night. She offered obeisances to Tulsi plant, to Haridas Thakur, and she started to say that, oh, you are so great preacher, you are so wonderful Brahmana devotee, and you are so handsome, your body is built so beautifully, so who is the woman in this world who can resist you? You know, like, I've seen you, I'm completely mesmerized by your beauty, I just want union with you, and you know, if I will not obtain you, I will be not able to maintain my body and soul together. So Haridas Thakur said, okay, you please sit and wait, because, you know, I have a vow that I have to finish 300,000 holy name daily. And I didn't finish now. So as soon as I finish, I will fulfill your desires. So she was sitting and waiting for Haridas Thakur to finish chanting. But she was waiting and waiting. Haridas Thakur was chanting and chanting. And suddenly morning came and she left. She went to Zamindar Ramachandra Khan and she told, sorry, today I couldn't do it because, you know, he has some vow, he has to chant some runs, but tomorrow probably I will be able to catch him. So next evening she came again, and again she offered respect to Tulsi plant, to Haridas Thakur, and he told, okay, you know, the truth is that I have like vow that 1,000,000 names I have to say during 1 month. So I have to finish. I think I will be able to do it today, but you know, like, I am really into this, finish this vow, so you just wait. So she was waiting, and from time to time, she started also say, oh, my Lord Hari, my Lord Hari. But at the end, at the end of the night, when morning came, she was restless. And Haridas Thakur noticed this and he told, you know, I'm sorry, you know, like, I'm really into this vow to finish this 1,000,000 names of the Lord in this month. So, you know, today I try my best, but I couldn't finish. So maybe tomorrow. So she left. And third day, she came again. And Shrilata Haridas Thakur told, okay, you just wait, today for sure I will finish my vow, my rounds, and then I can fulfill all your desires. So he started to chant, and she was waiting, and she started chanting also, same time. And when she was chanting in the association of Haridas and his pure chanting, suddenly her mind changed. And she just fell down to the feet of Haridas and she told, you know, I'm sorry, I'm such a sinful person. I just came here to deceive you, you know, to allure you. And there was some conspiracy. Ramachandra Khan, the Zamindar, sent me to defame you. But I can see now you are so pure person. I'm very sorry. Please forgive me and please tell me, because you are a sadhu, what I can do to change my life, actually, because my life is full of sinful action. I took this profession and I can see that my life is useless. I'm just going to hell. So please help me. What can I do? So Haridas Thakur told her, you just distribute all your wealth to Brahmanas. And and come here and chant Hare Krishna, worship Tulsi Maharani. So she did it like this. She went, she gave whatever she had possession, material possession, she gave in charity to Brahmanas. She shaved clean her head. She wore some simple sari. She came back. She got initiation from Haridas Thakur. And he started to follow his instruction. And his footsteps, chanting 300,000 holy name daily. And in a short period of time, she became pure, like extremely celebrated, pure devotee. And many Vaishnavas just came to see her. And they were astonished how much she could change. Her such a sinful person in a short time, she could become a pure devotee. So they start to worship and glorify the potency and glory of Haridas Thakur, pure devotee, who could change sinful person. So how the holy name is powerful. Even we can save ourselves, but we can save always others. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Haridas Thakur, how we supposed to chant holy name, Haridas Thakur answered loudly. Why? Because not only we have benefit from holy name, but also all the living entities who can chant, like ants, grass, trees, all these living entities who are unable to chant. And it is another story. Even Maya personified came to defeat Haridas Thakur. But she couldn't. Even then she admit, oh, I came to test you, but you are so great devotee. Please accept me and give me initiation in Hare Krishna Mahamantra. She told to Haridas Thakur, before I got name of Rama from Lord Shiva, which for sure give liberation, but now I want from you name of Krishna, because this name of Krishna can give one love of God. So please initiate me. So we know in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Devi hiesha gunama ima mama ya duratyaya mame vam ye prapadyante mayametam tarantite. That there is very difficult to overcome this divine energy of mind who consists of three material gunas, but for those who are surrendered soul, it is easy to overcome it. So we can see that Maya, who material energy, who enchant whole material world, was unable to attract Haridas Thakur. Why? Because he was surrendered soul to Krishna, and he was always chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So thank you. Maybe some comment, question? Yes?
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your lecture. Today I have a comment.
Yes, please.
And I'm thinking for us who are living in the Holy Dham, as you said, we are protected, because if we enter somewhere, when we go to the West, then we kind of feel overwhelmed by the three modes of material nature. When we come from Mayapur, no? Isn't it? We go to the Holy, to the West, and then we feel, oh my God. So I think for those who are living in not always living in Mayapur, I think it's, in my own experience, very important to always be connected to the preaching, because I was like living for my first 7 years. It was like very nice association. And then the initiated disciple, the Yas, left because the guru fell down, and then only the bhaktas were left. So for 14 years we had like association maybe once a week, like 2-3 hours, and it was very, very difficult for us. But what kept us motivated and determined and protected, it was to preach, to try to preach Krishna consciousness. So I think that's like, I would just like to add that encouragement to those who are not living in, always in the holy dham. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And also Srila Prabhupada said that he encouraged all devotees to come to India regularly. Yeah, and of course preaching. Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita that there is no greatest person, and he will protect that one who preaches his holy name. Yes, preaching can go everywhere. There is no frontier.
Thank you. Always that I see that devotee fell, I always think, why if it seems that they are chanting and doing everything, and in this case, for example, that Ajamila fell, I don't understand. He stopped chanting, or what happened? I understand that this lost inside going into his heart, but why he stopped?
Because he was not so much in the pure devotional service. He was doing material karma. But of course there is some element, because he was in Brahmana family, so Brahmana's family, they have Vishnu, Narayan, Shila, and so they chant some mantras, but it's not like in the pure devotional mood. But also Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Yesham Tvanta Gatam Papam Janavam Punya Karmanam Tedvanta Moha Nirmukta Bhajante Mandri Favritaha, that those who are completely pure, whose sins are eradicated completely, and whose previous lives, not only one but life, were pious, and now they live purely and without sin, they can engage in devotional service with determination. So sometimes we need many lifetimes. So probably that's why we have to be more determined. We have to build our determination, because maybe our past was not so bright, not so sinless. So we have to become strong with our determination.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for your wonderful class. You say this is for activities make us in degradation, and one, this is about association, and which is the other?
Three steps process of degradation. First is bad association, which leads to rejecting, neglecting Shastra and regulative principles, rules and regulation. And then this leads towards degradation. One becomes sinful and degraded.
Thank you.
Yes?
You also was talking about the practice that help you in your life, and I really miss the third point. First was remind every day my goal, and second was stay in three times, so it protects you because everyone thinks of Krishna here. And what was the third? Maintain
optimism in spiritual life, and even though
how actually you do it?
How maintain optimism. I told that, you know, sometimes I'm thinking, you know, like, what's going on? I'm many years perform devotional service, but still I'm far from being pure devotee. So I remind myself that Prabhupada said that it is not overnight process. We have to be enthusiastically, like Prabhupada said in Nectar of Instruction, actually, Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī, enthusiasm. But what means enthusiasm? Enthusiasm is endeavor with determination. So again, this determination coming out. So to become optimistic, enthusiastic, we have to be determined. So we have to help ourselves how to do it. So my optimism is that it's hope for me. It's really hope. Because it's gradual process and I will do my best even though I'm falling down again and again, but I'm raising again and again.
Thank you. And I want to thank you for a great, great class. It was really good.
Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai.